The American Red Cross has sent 11 volunteers from Western New York to help with the devastation caused by the historic flooding in South Carolina. Earlier this morning, we were able to catch up with one of those volunteers, Diane Sargent. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Diane, you've only been in South Carolina now just barely over 24 hours, but if you can, just share some of the first impressions of the things that you've seen and what you've experienced.
Well, we're still in the organizational phase of this operation, and I haven't seen a whole lot yet. We are just trying to get teams together and organized and find out where the worst is. And the Red Cross is here with ERVs, which is emergency response vehicles, to provide water and supplies for people. Shelters are open with cots and meals being provided.
In terms of organization at this time, you've been to a lot of different places. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, you just returned from helping out with the wildfires in California. Right now, does it seem like it's one of those situations where the problem is so large that perhaps it's going to take a little time to get a foothold and get out and help these victims?
Absolutely. It's going to take time. It always takes time. We go as fast as we can because the need is immediate. You know, the Red Cross takes care of immediate emergency needs. The water is still rising, so it is still, no pun intended, a fluid situation going on here. So we are not going to put anybody in harm's way. We are trying to help the people that were in harm's way have a safe place to be.
What are you hearing about some of those areas and what these people might need?
What they need right now is some place to go until they can get back to their homes and deal with whatever the water's damages were.
And if you could, take us through what it must be like, and I can only imagine, when you reach out to these people who have suffered tremendous losses, whether it's in South Carolina or California. I know we've spoken to you in the past, but what are some of the responses from these people that you're encountering?
Everybody has their own story, and they want people to hear them. So we talk to people, and we give them places where they can possibly move forward, help them move forward, whether it's a Red Cross, local situations. Like the wildfires, when I was out there, people really wanted to talk to you. Wanted you to hear what happened to them, because there are so many people involved.
The focus is on the victims and the people who are suffering. At the same time, for people like you, and I'm sure a lot of your colleagues, you go from California, the wildfires, down to South Carolina. What about life for a volunteer in these scenarios, and what are you dealing with?
It's tough. It's really tough. We commit to at least 2 weeks at a time when we go, and it can get emotionally and physically draining to see this all the time. With the wildfires, we stayed in the shelter on a cot for 2 weeks in a big gymnasium with all these other people, and I was thankful I could go home, where a lot of these people couldn't go home. They have nothing to go home to.
Diane Sargent, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, take good care now.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Diane.
Bye-bye.